It was a beautiful day to take the subway out to Queens. Well, it had started out a beautiful day. The rain rolled in like it had just been waiting for me to appreciate the cooler temperatures. Granted, we were only 2 weeks into the new semester and it was barely past Labor Day, but it had been positively chilly. With the sun shining, the temps would have been perfect. The rain definitely made it dreary. Blech. Then again, it had taken me 3 trains to get out to Flushing, where Coop was volunteering this week. They had been short-staffed, so he offered to work his weekly hours out here rather than in Manhattan at the middle school community center, where he worked with grades 6 through 8 kids, something he adored. Before climbing up the steps, I pulled out the compact umbrella Jeremy had given me the first autumn we were in New York, 2 years prior. That seems so long ago, and like yesterday. Weird. I opened it when I stepped outside. The rain came down steadily, but at least it wasn't in sheets. Could have been better. I was in sandals. But I ignored the water hitting my feet as I checked the directions on my phone. 2 blocks. Yeah, that was doable. There were messages from Ian and Jake. They were heading to the gym, but they'd be home before dinner. Did I want to do movies tonight? I liked that idea. So I fired back a text that said sure, and I let them know if Coop and I were going to be late. Archie didn't say anything, but it was a group text, which meant he and Coop could get caught up when they checked. At Jake's dinner question, I sent back a shrug emoji. I was good with pretty much all food groups. He just responded with a thumbs up and a kiss. Ian was typing something, but the phone rang before he finished. Hank's name flashed on the screen, and I shoved the phone in my pocket before tapping the Bluetooth earpiece. I was practically a professional. Look at me with all the toys. Hey, Dad, I said as I answered, and he huffed out a laugh.
That is never not going to make me smile, Frankie,
Hank told me, and I grinned wider. Part of the reason I did it. It wasn't always easy to think of him as Dad, but my dad? Yeah, that was actually becoming very familiar. Good. What's up?
You sound like you're on the move.
'Cause I'm walking, but I have a few minutes before I get there. I wasn't exactly racing. Of course, my toes were getting cold.
I just called to check in. First couple of weeks of a new semester is always an adjustment.
Spoken with all the experience of a professor.
Exactly,
he said with a chuckle. A knock echoed over the phone.
1 sec.
While he didn't mute the phone, it sounded like he lowered it.
Hey there. No,
he said to someone I couldn't hear as more than a mumble.
Office hours are 9 to 12 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 2 to 4 on Mondays and Wednesdays.
It was a Friday.
Not a problem. Send me an email, and if I have time, I'll look at it over the weekend. Right then.
The door closed, and he was back on the phone.
Sorry about that. Like I said, first couple of weeks, take some adjusting.
Aw, and you were just the big bad professor telling that kid they had to follow the rules. Where's the rebel in you? His laughter just made me grin wider.
The rebel has a mortgage, 4 kids, one of which is in college. No time for shenanigans.
The way I hear it, shenanigans are the best.
But the way you do it.
Yeah. You forget, I'm almost a bona fide rock star.
I forget nothing,
he said, as if suddenly doing a bad Monty Python impression.
You are also a bona fide student.
His accent dropped and there was a squeak of a chair.
So, give it to me straight, kiddo. How are you doing?
The rain seemed to be lightening up, thankfully, and I had half a block to go. I'm good, I said. Really good. I like my classes. It's a heavy load, but I'm okay with it. A couple of the classes are independent study, so other than checking in with my advisor and the teachers, I don't have to add more physical in class time. That leaves me with time to do the rest.
Still interning with Standish?
Sorta. I mean, Eddie has been pretty great about keeping the position open with no time requirements, but it's more like we get together at the offices every couple of weeks. We have lunch, then I spend about half the day shadowing him while he gives me an overview of the business.